So it was that day of Pentecost, which coincides with Memorial Day weekend. Apologies to all the confirmand families who had to rearrange their schedules to be here for this weekend. But it's an important day in the church, because it's the birthday of the church. It's the day when the Spirit came down and messed everything up. The Spirit came down to disturb and to unsettle and to claim and to empower. And it was an amazing show. It was a wind, like a mighty wind. It was like flames coming down. It was like pyrotechnics that the Avengers would be proud of on that first Pentecost day. As this motley band of disciples were transformed into a group of people that would literally change the world. And if that were not the case, you and I would not be sitting here today. That group of people, fearful and not sure of their future, when the Spirit came to them, just as we claim the Spirit comes to our confirmands today, they can take on the world. Now, our confirmation class sort of looked a little bit like this. They were a wild bunch. Is that true? Just a little bit, perhaps? And they tested every bit of Lee's patience. Maybe mine a little bit too. Most of the time they were not throwing paper at each other. They were walking slowly to discard their trash one piece at a time in the trash can and then walking back to the table. I think the trash would just multiply every week from the snacks. I don't know. But that, I think, was their favorite activity of confirmation. If I asked them, what do you remember about confirmation? You might say, throwing away my trash. This guy threw away a lot of trash. Now, the other thing they will remember about confirmation class is when we made it into the sanctuary, we took them on a tour of the church building. They were convinced that this, in fact, was a hot tub. Doesn't it look sort of like a hot tub? You just lift the lid, and Lee, of course, played along with that. And she said, oh, sure, the staff comes in here every Friday, and we come in, we have meetings in here in the hot tub, and we relax, and we get inspired here. That made me thinking about the hot tub time machine movies. Horrible movies, by the way. But maybe you are onto something, because we do claim that when we gather around this table, though it's not really a hot tub, that we are transported in time. Whenever we come to this table and take the bread and the cup, we connect back thousands of years to Jesus' own ministry and Jesus' commissioning and claim of our lives. So you didn't know how theologically astute you were when you claimed that this might be a hot tub time machine. We did some serious things in confirmation as well, although this doesn't look very serious, but we had visits from who? John and Charles Wesley, that's right. These are the Wesley, the flat Wesleys that were traveling all over the country. They visited our Sunday school here. They came to worship with us here. It's part of a United Methodist project of the Methodist movement, really, and the Methodist story making its way around the country. And so we talked about John and Charles Wesley, founders of the Methodist Church. We talked a lot about Jesus. We told stories about his life, and we spent a lot of time talking about this guy that lived 2,000 years ago that might have something to do with your life, if you can believe it or not. We talked about these ancient scriptures. These scriptures that contain stories and words that are soaring even now, today, and that could plant themselves right in your life and make a difference. This is the motley crew of disciples that we called our 2015 confirmation class. How many of you would like to spend all your Tuesday afternoons with them? I loved it. Their energy, their questions, all the ways that they were coming to understand faith. I hope you will remember, more than the hot tub and the trash throwing, I hope you'll remember the friendships out of your class and all of those connections that have formed. Even the guys that don't like to smile. The girls, I could always get them to smile for me. I hope you'll remember your mentors and the other adults in this congregation who have been praying for you and pulling for you and on this journey alongside of you. Not only mentors, but parents as well. Because this is a day not only for you, but it's for your family. This is a day when you claim faith for yourself, but those seeds of faith were probably first planted in you by your moms and your dads and your grandmas and your grandpas. Now, I've had days like this. I've been through a lot of special days and been through a lot of commencement activities lately. Here are our four-year-olds here at the preschool who just graduated this week. Monday and Tuesday evening, they had their four-year-old graduation from nursery school. Here they are leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance, then they burst forth in God Bless America, and then they sang their way through the school year. How many of you went to the preschool here? Anybody went to the preschool here? Yeah. So you remember those moments. And even if you didn't go to the preschool here, you remember those moments, the significant next step that they're taking, right? If you were in and around Annapolis this week, you knew that there were other commencement activities going on. How many of you saw the Blue Angels or any of the cadets being commissioned this week? And big things going on. It was a great joy for me to be out in the middle of the Severn River and taking pictures and marveling at that show as all of the commencement festivities and commissioning festivities were going down at the Naval Academy this week. And then 2 weeks ago this weekend was my daughter's commencement exercises. And here she is shaking hands with Tom Brokaw, if you look familiar. That is Tom. And he was the graduation speaker this year, gave a great address, very inspiring, I think, for the parents as well as for the graduates. And High Point does it up big. I know it's always been Nicole's dream on Pentecost to release doves in the sanctuary. We're still working on that. But at High Point, they released an eagle that soared over the graduates and then moved from one handler to another. Pretty exciting stuff. And there's proud Sarah holding a very expensive diploma in front of the communications building. And she is job hunting down in the Charlotte area. We're in the process of moving her down. And here she is in a sea of mortarboards that were there. So one of the things that really impressed me about the commencement exercises were these mortarboards that so many of the kids have decorated. You can see so many of those are not just plain black mortarboards like they were at my graduation many years ago, but almost all of the students, especially all the women, a lot of the guys as well, had decorated their mortarboards. And some of them had things like this. I love this one. You would love this too if you're these parents. Thanks, Mom and Dad, for giving me the world. Wouldn't you love it if your son or daughter had placed that on their mortarboard at the commencement exercises? Or do all things with love. That's not bad. If that's what your kid's coming out of college with, how about that? Orrin Hatch was giving a commencement address one time, and he said this. He said, there's a good reason they call these ceremonies commencement exercises. Graduation is not the end, it's the beginning. And I want to say to all of you confirmands today that confirmation is not the end, it's the beginning. This is a commencement ceremony. Just like the day of Pentecost for those early disciples was a launching force into ministry in the world, so your confirmation day is not the day you graduate from church and never come back. This is the day that you get launched into ministry as a disciple of Jesus Christ. Most of the mortarboards I found had something to say about the future, not just giving thanks to what had just happened, but there was a transition going on here. HPU, High Point University, motioned to adjourn because this student was going to law school at Notre Dame. A clever mortarboard. Or, the distance is nothing when one has a motive. The distance has nothing. And so this is about motion, right? This is about moving forward. Anyone recognize that? Anyone's room used to be decorated with Winnie the Pooh? A grand adventure is about to begin. Or never stop learning. Just because your memorizations are over for confirmation, I hope you will keep learning about the faith. And here's an important one for a graduate or for a confirmand. It's our choices that show what we truly are far more than our abilities. Your choices will show whether or not what you say today in this place really means anything. Your choices will show whether you really are a follower of Jesus Christ, whether you've given your heart and your life to Jesus, more than just words today. To live will be an awfully big adventure. I will plant seeds of greatness wherever I go. And here's a good one that could have been written for this area with all of us. Boat, throw off the bow line, sail away from the safe harbor, explore, dream, and discover. These are all mortarboards down at High Point. And this one I love, a scripture quote. I know that would make Reverend Lee proud if one of you ever put a scripture quote. Anyone know what Proverbs 31:25 is? Strength and dignity are her clothing, and she laughs at the time to come. There is a confident young woman going out into the world with all that God has in store for her. But I have to say I was partial to my daughter's mortarboard. You know, all of you parents are looking at your kids right now, aren't you? You're looking specifically at your son or daughter up here. The whole group, yes, but really looking for them. And so I was looking at my daughter and her friends, and my daughter's mortarboard is this. I loved it. And off she went to change the world. This is my daughter who is a big dreamer, and this is a daughter who wants to work in the nonprofit world. Sarah has always had a heart for serving other people. And we don't know where she's going to land yet, but these were her marching words, if you would. And off she went to change the world. You know, I'm just naive enough to believe that that's our marching order as a church. That's your marching order as a confirmand today. And when we lay hands on you and you come and you kneel at this altar and we say the Holy Spirit work within you, that God's Spirit would change you and transform you, that God would defend you with heavenly grace and by His Spirit confirm you in the faith and fellowship of all true disciples of Jesus Christ. We're connecting you to a long line of Christians before you and a long line of Christians after you. And we're saying that you belong to us and we belong to you together. I just believe that the day of Pentecost wasn't just something that happened 2,000 years ago when the Spirit came and changed those early groups of disciples. But I believe and I know that that same Spirit will be present to us here and in your life. And you, Mackenzie, could go out and change the world. Or you, Chase, could change the world in the name of Christ. Or you, Jacob. Or all of you confirmands. Emma's saying, why didn't you say my name? She's looking at me like, you too. All of you in the name of Christ are called, you are claimed, you are loved, and you are empowered to do something amazing. That's what your confirmation's about. It's not a graduation. It's a commencement. Amen.